Prayer for More Self-Control by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. No temptation has overtaken you except what's common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. It was 2 a.m., and there I was, scrolling Instagram mindlessly once again and getting sucked into the black hole of the pages of influencers advertising product after product, sale after sale, deal after deal. It was getting so out of hand that I was finding myself clicking add to cart and hiding the packages from my husband when the boxes showed up on our doorstep a few days later. I knew it was wrong, but it felt like the temptation was too strong to stop this familiar cycle of impulsive buying. But this was a lie. No temptation is too strong for us to overcome. It's important to remember that we don't base truth on our feelings. We must look to what God's Word says to renew our minds with His truth and gain wisdom on making healthy and righteous choices. When it comes to self-control and overcoming any temptation we face, we can find truth in 1 Corinthians. The Apostle Paul states, "No temptation has overtaken you except what's common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He'll also provide a way out so that you can endure it." 1 Corinthians 10:13. God is faithful to help us walk in righteousness. He gives us the grace to walk in freedom from the alluring and enticing nature of our sinful habits. If we allow our flesh to rule us, we'll follow it into a pit of unrighteousness. There is forgiveness for us in Christ, but we must repent when we find ourselves continuing on a path of unrighteous choices. We may feel like the temptation is just too much to bear, but God always provides a way of escape. We must ask the Lord to give us wisdom and spiritual eyes to see the way out. For me, personally, the wisdom was to unfollow these influencers' Instagram pages so that the temptation of what they were sharing was no longer before my eyes continually. The Holy Spirit is faithful to continue to give us wisdom and guidance and strengthen us when we submit our ways to Him. He will convict our hearts, remind us of what the Bible says, and cultivate the fruit that we've received, especially the fruit of self-control. As believers, we've received the fruit of the Spirit, and just like fruit in the natural world, it must be cultivated. The longer we walk with the Lord and study His Word, the more our fruit is developed and strengthened within us. So may we continually ask for God's help when we're tempted, and trust that He will help us overcome sin when we're struggling. Let's pray. Father God, this life on earth comes with many trials and many temptations. We're not promised a life free from temptations, but we are promised that You will always give us the strength and grace to overcome these temptations, as well as a way of escape to make godly choices in obedience to You. I'm not able to walk in obedience without Your Spirit. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for convicting my heart when I'm walking in disobedience and giving in to what satisfies my flesh. I long to be obedient to You, Lord. Help me cultivate the fruit of the Spirit, especially the fruit of self-control. You are a God of self-control, and I long to look like You in everything I say and do. In Jesus' name, amen.
And oftentimes, you know, you're chasing happiness, but you don't know that God is the best way to achieve the happiness you're looking for. And so I was trying to end my suffering by sinning, but I only ended up sinning my way into more suffering.
That was Grammy winner Lecrae unpacking his testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.